Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got our interview that's coming up for the next hour, and then in the second hour we've got Private Eye Pete will be with us to tell us what he's been up to. We've already got a couple of questions for him, so if you've got any questions, give Greg a quick ring on 59615991. 59615991. And he's too happy to put the question to him and see how we get on. But first of all, it's my pleasure to have a lady that we've had before, and we'll have her again on a number of occasions. But it's Sonia at the Wirree Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Thanks, Alan.
Great to have you along. Now, we haven't seen you so far this year, so I hope so far it's been good for the Wirree Community House. So, first of all, let's just take a quick recap, Sonia, on this last term. Have you had any new programs start or what?
Yes, during the last term we've had quite a few programs, and we're finding that people still want to have lots of community connections and some social groups and catching up, and they're the groups that are really expanding this year.
I guess after COVID, and a lot of people were still frightened last year, weren't they? Like, I know we didn't get locked down, but they were frightened anything could happen, and COVID was still around, and it's still around, but we've got to get to live with it. So I guess probably it took a while to get them out last year.
It certainly did, and now people are ready and happy, and even if they want to catch up, and if they're not feeling safe or completely healthy, they can wear masks and come in, and we've got sanitizers and everything to make sure that everyone's kept healthy.
Yep, which is good. So tell us a bit about what happened in this term that's just gone, please, Sonia. But if you're listening, we're not going to just talk about the past. We're going to tell you about what's coming up in the future too. But we just want to recap a little bit on what happened this term.
Well, we've kept going with our Kids Art programs, and we've been making some changes to all that. It's really great to give kids an option, besides having sports and so forth in our area, to come and be creative and do lots of different art projects and making different things that they can keep.
Well, because, I mean, while sport is a big part, it's also, there are a group of young people that just don't want to be involved with sport, aren't they?
Yeah, and they just want to release some of their creative side and be able to explore some of that, and our art space gives them a chance to do that.
Yep. So what specifically, were there any other programs, Sonia, that we should know about that started this term?
For the summer term.
Yep.
It's interesting because all our health type programs have really been promoted well and have taken off. Our yogas and our interaction with mindfulness and so forth have all started to really pick back up again.
Now, you've had something up on Facebook. I'm just trying to think what it was in the last couple of weeks that you put up, and I know we put it up as well.
Okay, my co-worker does that, so I'm not really sure.
We'll have a look.
But we've got so many different programs that if you check out Facebook, you'll be able to see all the programs.
Yep. I just can't try to think what it was, because I know Greg put it up for you.
Was it about bees, or was it our Bunnings workshops, or...
No, it was not either of those.
Mosaics.
So let's talk... the bees. Well, we've had Mr. Bee Man in here.
Yes.
And we really undersell those critters, don't we?
We certainly do.
Without them, we're not going to have a whole lot of food.
That's right. Bees are definitely, like the movie shows, they're the absolute thing that we need to keep cross-pollination happening and so forth. And we've got another two sessions coming up next term, and this... We're not sure whether we'll be able to offer them again later in the year. So this is your chance in the next term to catch up at one of these sessions.
Because unfortunately, the interpreter or a lot of people think that if bees are around, they're going to sting them, so they want to kill them. But really, if you don't, from what the interview I did with Mr. Bee Man was that if we leave them alone, they'll tend to leave us alone and they get on with what they're doing.
That might be for some people, but for some of us, they come and get us anyway.
Do they?
Yes. So I'm one of these people that won't go near them. But my grandfather used to have bees and used to do honey, but I wasn't allowed out there because somehow they were attracted to sting me.
I don't want to sound mean when I say this, but you must have a smell about you or something that brings them out.
I must have an odour.
Well, I didn't mean that nasty, but I mean that can happen.
Yes.
Whether maybe they thought you were one of their flowers or something.
Yeah, maybe I was just sweet as for them.
All right, I just got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. He died and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
I'm talking to Sonia from the Wurree Community House, and when Sonia does talk about it, it is WORI Community House. It's Com House, isn't it?
Com House.
Yep. So when Sonia talks about different things to look up, it's Com House, not Community House. Right, so now we've had Greg have a look and we've now found out what that was. So tell us a bit about that, please, Sonia.
Okay, so during the next school holidays, so that's in July, we've got Inspiro coming to the community house and doing free dental screening for children. This is for children who are in kinder or childcare and primary age school children. And with the screening program, they check their teeth and everything, and they aim to educate the children and their parents on maintaining excellent oral health. And this then will assist in preventing future dental problems. So it's a free dental check.
So they actually check the children's
teeth
as well, and then give them a report on that, and then tell them how in future to look after their teeth.
Absolutely. And they can offer referrals and so forth if anything needs to be done. But it's an opportunity to get the kids checked out for free without going to have to pay for a dental visit.
I was going to say, if you go to a dentist, I haven't been there for a long, long while, but it's not cheap to go and have just a checkup.
Even just a checkup can be really expensive. Yeah. And they also, the kids also get a little gift pack, some little show bags, you know, maybe some toothbrushes and toothpaste and so forth in there. So it makes it fun rather than a thing that's not looking forward to.
And I guess the other thing is too, you don't have to look forward to sitting in the dentist chair and all that, do you?
No. They are only there for 1 hour each of the days on the 2nd and the 3rd of July, so bookings are required.
I was going to just say...
So we need to know how many kids are coming through. So to book in, you can call us on 59646 857 or send us an email or look us up on Facebook.
Sounds really good. All right, so we've talked about the last term and we've talked about something's going to happen in June, but there's a fair way to go between now and June. So what have you got coming up for us? Particularly, let's start off with any new programs you've got, please, Sonia.
Okay, we've got quite a few new programs because we know that people are feeling the pressures of living and so forth. We've got some meditation groups that are on during the day, but we've also got a de-stress and unwind meditation group on a Tuesday night. So that's someone who's coming in to take people through meditation and how to unwind and just have some time out for yourself. And then she's going to see if she gets enough interest, she'll take that further.
Is that for both male and female?
Or? That's for any adults in the community.
Yep. And yep. Any cost?
For that particular one, it's $10 for the one session on the 30th of April from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yep. And they'll tell us how to de-stress.
Yep. And the promo she's got for it is, are you sick of being stressed? Are you doing your best but getting irritated easily? You feel like nothing is changing and you can't get off the hamster wheel? Do you need just time out to unwind? And this is the De-Stress and Unwind program.
Sounds terrific. And particularly at the moment, financially, with the pressure people are under, a lot of people are stressing out, aren't they?
They certainly are. And for $10 for that session, you can come and learn some skills so that you can take them home and do that yourself.
So what was the date for those again, please?
The 30th of April from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yep. And there's two of them, isn't there?
That's on the Tuesday night. And then there's a meditation group starting on the 6th of May till the 27th of May. So that's for 4 weeks. We've got two prices there, $80 if you're a non-member and $72 if you are a member. And so you can come along and take some time to relax and still your mind. And through guided visualizations, you can calm the mind and relax the body in order to reduce stress and anxiety of everyday living.
That sounds terrific, doesn't it?
So that's one for during the day, just before school pick-up.
And then they go and get stressed.
Yeah, that's right. They
the
calm
kids up. So that they're all nicely packed before they go. Any other new ones?
Yeah,
please,
we've got another lady coming in to run some sessions on Marketing Mondays. And what she's going to do is she's an expert who's been working in marketing, both in larger businesses and in international businesses. And she's coming along and doing quite a few different weeks, and you don't need to come to each session, but you can come to all of them or just to one or two that you're interested in.
And is that for home businesses we're talking?
That's for anybody who'd like to come along as far as their marketing, whether they're a big business, small business, international business. And I think we'll even be sending some people from the community house, because the community house needs to look at its own marketing options as well.
Unfortunately, you've got to market no matter what product you've got, don't you?
That's right, and especially when you're looking at things like social media and emails. And a lot of people don't know how to use the marketing power of that. So there's some of the things that we'll be looking at in those sessions.
Certainly
that's
Facebook.
On Monday night.
Sorry, certainly Facebook seems to be something that people underutilise for. So on a Monday night, for how long?
There's a couple of different dates, the 22nd of April, 20th of May, 27th of May and 17th of June.
And how long each one?
From 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and $15 for each session.
That sounds fair. So it's a great way to get, if you've, because there are a lot of home businesses around.
Absolutely. So the first session, the 22nd of April, is about creating your marketing strategy. So for anything to succeed, it's always good to plan it out and to work through it that way.
Well, if you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're going to go, do you?
That's right. Yep. And so after you've created your marketing strategy, you can do all the planning and creating for that strategy and the content for your marketing. And then on the 27th of May, she looks at social media in 2024 because not only is there Facebook, there's Instagram and the TikToks and all those things, lots of things I don't know much about, but I know that they're quite important in all the marketing sections now. And then on the 17th of June, looking at the power of email marketing.
Very good. And, of course, one of the things that I've had a little bit of a marketing background is it the old scattergun appearance where you just throw out a whole lot of sort of to everybody and hope somebody would catch it or gone? You really, if you're going to do any sort of a little business or a big business, it needs to be very targeted, doesn't it?
It needs to be streamlined and followed through.
Very
absolutely
targeted.
Absolutely.
So what else we got, Sonia?
Okay, so we do have other new sessions with the Bunnings people who are coming in and doing a few sessions, and these ones are new.
Yep.
And that's making a do-it-yourself window planter box, getting your garden ready for winter, and pruning roses and shrubs. So they're new programs for this term
and
as
when,
well.
And when, how often is that on, Sonia?
They're on different dates as well, these workshops. One's on the 30th of April, one's the 15th of May, and one's the 5th of June.
And how long do they go when they're there?
They're usually about 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh,
and they're just a gold coin donation.
Can't get cheaper than that.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And I'm talking to Sonia from Woori Community House. Sonia, there are, apart from the ones we've already spoken about that are coming up, you've got some other new ones coming up too.
Yes, we do. And once again in the holidays, the next lot of holidays in July, we've got a hearing bus coming. And this is from Hearing Australia. This is for adults. Mm. So Hearing Australia is doing free hearing checks. It's a screening that may help people identify if they've got any hearing loss. So that is going to be set up in a little bus, and they will be coming to our premises on the 10th of July. That's for free.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good little effort, because I know I've had mine done over the years at work and that, and they always charge. So to be able to, for people to come along and get some of these tests done for free is a pretty good little gig.
That's right. And that's why we've put them in during the school holidays, so it doesn't cross over with any of our other programs.
Yep.
And that if we need to extend times and so forth, we've got the opportunity to be able to do that.
So when was that again?
So that's on the 10th of July.
Yep. And what's cost? Oh, there's
that's
no cost.
That's a free one. Yep. Another free one.
Yep.
So that's good. What are some of the other things we've got? Oh, we've got a lady coming in on a Sunday who's doing an afternoon of mediumship.
Mediumship?
She has very much helped me in the last few weeks as well. Come along and be shown how to connect with spirit by my enlightenment psychic, Tanya. If your number is drawn, you will have the opportunity to have a short reading, and she also provides afternoon tea. So we have had in the past quite a few clairvoyants and psychics who've been able to come into the premises and do some readings and so forth, but that hasn't happened for a while. So she's coming in on the 26th of May. Bookings are essential for this course because there's only limited places, and she can help you to learn how to connect with your loved one.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah. She's very good.
So you've obviously, what you just said, you've partaken of her in the past?
Yes, I did. I actually had booked in with her before Christmas and to have an open session in February. And at that point, I was just, I'll just connect in with my dad or what have you. And then had a few things happen that I really needed to speak with her, and she really helped me through that.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it? Yep.
So, we've got a couple of things happening on Sundays and during school holidays.
Because you're not normally open on a Sunday, are you?
No, but people are welcome to hire the premises and run programs. And we often have art classes and so forth during the weekend. And we've got a resin class is coming. The lady's hiring our premises. That's why it's not in the program, but she hires our premises.
Yep.
And she runs resin classes there. We also have the premises open for some of our local community groups, such as the Brewers Group, who are having their competition day at our premises on Saturday the 25th of May.
And I guess that's something we should mention. So if there is a group, do they have to be a non-for-profit group or what, to come along and rent your premises?
There's three different sections. You can rent our premises as a member and get a discounted rate. You can rent it as a community group and get a discounted rate, and then as a commercial group hirer, you can also do that.
So if somebody wants to run, you don't want to run a shop or anything, but if someone wants to run a commercial sort of group on a weekend,
if they want to hold some stalls or have some goods available for sale or as a pop-up shop or anything, yes, they can rent our premises.
Oh, right. Yep. Well, that's something, because if you've got, and particularly a lot of groups are often looking for somewhere to go for an AGM and
yes, that's
something
right.
like that, so the Woori Community House is available.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. someone there. I know he won't let me down. He's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go. That's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me,
footsteps walking,
footsteps I cannot see,
I cannot see.
But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day,
day by day.
Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Good and bad, through happy and sad, by my side they will stay.
Welcome back to Community Connection. Sonia, apart from we've been talking about, well, we've talked about the new programs you've got coming up this month, but this term, but let's talk about some of the programs that are ongoing that you, and let me just ask you one thing before we do that. Are you always looking for volunteers who may turn around and want to get involved?
Of course, yes.
And
we're
run a
looking.
Program.
We're looking for volunteers, whether it be to run programs or to be a lead volunteer as part of one of our existing groups, or to come onto the committee of management, or even being involved in subcommittees for events and so forth. So there's many different ways and different commitment levels of volunteering. Yeah.
But also, I was thinking more so of somebody who wants, who has a particular interest. Because one thing that's always been of, I guess, a bit of an issue with me, that a lot of people, they do skilled jobs, not necessarily in factories and that, but I'm talking about people like solicitors, accountants and all that. And when they retire, they don't want to do any more of it on a daily basis. But some of those, the skills are lost if they're not used,
Absolutely.
Say, at a community house.
Yeah. We would welcome anyone to come along and have a chat to us about volunteering and running a one-off workshop and things like that, or, you know, looking into health programs or even particular interest groups and so forth, even like pruning roses and so forth. Everyone's got different methods, and mm-hmm. it's information sharing, it's knowledge. So if anyone's got any skill set at all, I'm sure that we can find a way to bring it to the light.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that you have got coming that are ongoing, please, Sonia.
Okay, so we do have a Brewers Club, and it has been extremely successful in the last 12 months.
So do they sample?
Yes, they do. They have their own little group that they do some tastings and testings and so forth, and I'm very proud to say that one of the newcomers last year, his name is Tom, he won the State Novice Brewer Award.
Forget Ingham.
So up in Little Wari, we've been able to get some supportive people who have helped him along the way, and he has made some brews that obviously have won state
like just
awards.
At his own home. Like he's
right.
Not a professional
no,
brewer.
No, he's a home brewer. And this group gets together and they chat every month about what their brews are doing and how they can improve and this and that and the other. And they have little taste samples and so forth. And they've got a big day coming up on the 25th of May this year at the Community House. Oh, there you go.
I should come down
Gemini.
Yeah, I should come down and sample some.
Come and sample some of the brews.
But that's terrific. I mean, and is it, like, do you know how long he's been brewing?
Oh, he'd only been brewing that 12 months beforehand, yeah.
Gee, that's not bad, is it?
That's why, yeah, he entered into the novice competition, yeah.
That's terrific. Yep.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of skill there, and Daniel at the Brewer's Supply Workshop, he can help everyone with any of their needs.
Sounds good. Mm. All right, something else.
We also have Mosaics coming back, and...
Who?
Mosaics.
Oh, your mosaic.
It's the opportunity to make a mosaic piece for yourself. The tutor will be able to guide you through all the basics so you can design your own piece and be creative and provide a piece, produce a piece that can be a reflection of yourself. So you get to keep the piece at the end and you get to learn how to do it all.
Sounds good. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back more with Sonia.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
We're fast coming to an end, or we've got one more break coming up, but let's just expand this idea of volunteers, because what I'm thinking a volunteer is somebody who's going to run a program that will come in and put together a program, but that's not necessarily the only sort of volunteers you want.
No, we've got quite a few different opportunities for people to volunteer, and we always welcome new volunteers to come along. You can hold workshops, you can take care of our community garden, you can be on our volunteer committee of management. There's office administration stuff that always needs to be done. If you just want to be involved with events, you can be part of subcommittees at events or work on particular projects. You can help to facilitate support groups and so forth. You can help us with promoting the community house and talking about our programs to other members of the community. You can also come and give us a hand with social media, because I'm not very technical. So there's other benefits to it as well. You know, we do a lovely members' lunch at Christmas time and so forth. And also, if you become a house member, which is different to being a volunteer, that's $10 for a calendar year. You're supporting the community house, but you can also use our Wi-Fi, have cuppers, have voting rights at our annual general meeting, and you also get a discounted members' Christmas lunch, but you also get 10% off any of the tutor classes that you choose to do.
That's all right.
So that's why we've got the two different prices on there. So, for example, Mosaics, the cost to the average community member is $80, but if you're a member of the community house, you get it for $72. So on different courses,
you've only got to do about one course,
and you've already got your money back.
Yeah,
let alone the lunch at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, so we've got that as well. So leading on with that as well, we're also happy to support local community groups and businesses, and so therefore, if anyone would like to have some free advertising for a term, which means some advertising in our program that gets sent out to 2,500 people in the community, all you need to do is bring us your business card, and you'll be able to have some free advertising.
Can't do better than that.
That's right.
At a time when you're talking about marketing anyway, and I mean, if you can get some free advertising, that's the way to go.
That's right, and it goes to 2,500 members in our community.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take one more break, and then Sonia's going to give you the contact details, so please have a paper and pencil ready. Now, I'm just going to play you a song. It's by Slim Dusty, and I think about everybody in the world has heard old Slim Dusty with The Pub With No Beer. Well, I found this one only a little while ago, and this is a sequel to The Pub With No Beer.
It won't happen. Wait, you. A gun.
when the pub had no beer.
Slim Dusty with a sequel to A Pub With No Beer. And there's another one which I would have liked to have played. We'll see if we can play it in the next week or two, which is the answer to A Pub With No Beer, which is all about the truck breaking down on the way with the out the beer. But anyway, enough of that. We're here to talk to Sonia. Sonia, you've got us excited. We want to find out more about the programs and hopefully we want to volunteer. How are we going to go about it?
Well, you can look us up on our website, which is www.worricomhouse.org.au, or you can email us on info@worricomhouse.org.au, or check us out on Facebook. There's Worry Community House and then there's a Worry Sonia page as well.
A Worry Sonia page?
Yes.
You've got your own page at all?
I had to do that when I was having some technical difficulties and couldn't work it out, so I made a Worry Sonia one, and I can interact with people on that particular page.
So, but if I, but that's not going to show them the programs, is it?
I have got the program on that page, but the Worry Community House is the one that you can go to check out all the programs in a lot more detail.
So we need to just mention again the volunteer... whole lot of things here that we need to cover very quickly. The first one is the program is on the website and on Facebook, so they can check that out. The opportunity for volunteerism, is that on the mall?
That's on the Facebook and on the website as well, yes.
And about renting the premises, is that on both them too?
Yes, all the information's on that as well.
Yep.
And you can always contact us on 59646 857 or via email info@worricomhouse.org.au.
That's 59646 857.
That's correct.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to just wrap it up? We've still got another 3 or 4 minutes.
We do have quite a few other things that are on the program that we didn't get much of a chance to speak about today, and that's genealogy. It's an introduction to family history. We've got a lady who comes in, and in this workshop she can teach you how to start your family history journey.
Sonia, just on one little thing, I'm going to ask you something personally. Have you ever done your own family tree?
I actually got a DNA test for my birthday late last year, and I've got the results back, and so far I haven't put in all the information, but I've connected with my biological children. So that's nice.
Well, is there nothing else though that showed up in it?
I haven't really gone into it yet, so I still need to add in a few more bits and pieces.
Would you be interested in finding long lost family or something?
Because
I don't particularly want to.
No, I'm not that enthused. Yeah. I knew the family that I have. Yeah. I don't have much history on my family, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yep.
Once my mum does her DNA kit, then I'll be able to explore things a little bit further. But it hasn't been a huge priority to me, but it'd be nice to know a bit about genetics. My father died when I was very young, and I have physical issues, just like what I'm finding out maybe some members of his family also had. So it'd be good to know some medical stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's the other, because often people find people they didn't really want to know about too, don't they?
Probably. One of the other things that we also have is the library comes to the community house every fortnight. So that's the Eastern Regional Library Service.
Yep.
And the FlexiVan comes to the Worry Community House every fortnight. So you can order books, you can order DVDs, and you can drop in.
So I was just going to ask you that. So do they only bring out the books that you've ordered, or
no,
do they have others on the truck as well?
They also bring a variety of books, so you can choose through the books while you're there.
Yep. And then however long you're allowed to borrow them, a week, 2 weeks or whatever it is, so then you can just bring them back to the Worry House again.
You can do next that. Time they're there. Yes, that's right. And if you've got things that need to be extended or picked up or what have you, Russell, the person who does the library, can do all that for you.
That's terrific.
And you can join the Eastern Regional Library through him as well.
And that's cheap.
That's free.
Is it? Yeah. I knew it was pretty cheap. I didn't know it was
it's
that
free.
Cheap. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I think that's a great opportunity, particularly I was going to say for the elderly, but that's a bit unfair. But not everybody drives these days, particularly if one of the partners died. Very often the second partner has never driven and doesn't want to drive. And so there's the opportunity for them to pick up books and drop them off without going too far.
It's also nice for members in the community to take a little walk, even bring their little ones in, because he also brings in children's books as well. So, yeah, and get people reading again.
Yeah. And that's, I believe there's a real comeback on
it's
the
starting to,
books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever written on, ever read a book on Kindle, isn't it? Is it Kindle?
No, not on technical.
Because I like to turn the pages.
Yeah, I've still got books, and I have a lot of books, and I read books.
Yeah, I must admit, so do I. But I don't think I'd like to have it on the device. I'd rather actually turn the pages.
Yeah, I've never used a device for that.
Yeah. All right. Just quickly again, we're just about out of time. Your details, 59646 857.
That's correct.
And Facebook?
Facebook is under Warri Community House.
That's under Community House or Com House?
I think it's Warri Community House.
Yep.
If you just Google Warri Community House, it'll come up.
Yep.
Our email address is info@worricomhouse.org.au, and our website is www.worricomhouse.org.au.
Sonia, thanks for coming in again. We'll have you in again next term. We like to keep up with what's going on at the Community House. I hope it's a real success, because you're closed for the next
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We reopen on the 15th of April.
Right, and then everything's fired up then?
Yes.
So I hope it's a real success for you for the next term.
Thank you.
And we'll get you in towards the end of the next term, and we'll have a talk about how things have gone so well, and hopefully you've got a whole lot of new members.
New programs.
And we'll see how we go.
Terrific. Thanks, Alan.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.